This is Michael Modest, and you are listening to Modest Joint. I have the will to fight. Do you? So check it out. You can hit me up on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. You can also check out my website at www.mikemodest.com. You know, I've been busy, man, and I've been missing a few joints here and there. And I apologize, man. From what I understand, last Monday there was a line of people outside the door knocking and begging to get in, wanting to talk to Michael Modest. But I was in Vegas, folks. And let me tell you something. This was not a great trip like last time. However, Future Stars of Wrestling and wrestling for that company was fantastic. But the fact of the matter is, Mike Modest flew very sick. I had a flu, and I got on the plane, and I wasn't feeling real good, but I felt like I was on the mend. But once I got into that plane, man, and the altitude hit me, I had so much congestion in my sinuses and in my head, it felt like my eyes were going to pop out. It sucked. Then I get to Vegas, and my phone don't work. I get dropped off at my buddy's house. He's got to go run and work at the strip club. Asked me if I want to go. I said, hell no. I felt terrible. Now, you know Mike Modest is sick if I don't want to go to the strip club. If I don't want to look at bouncing boobies, vagina, and perky little asses, then there is something seriously wrong with me. And I'm telling you, I was sick. So anyways, I couldn't call my girlfriend when I got in because the phone didn't work. And my buddy doesn't have a landline. He's only got a cell phone. So he got back about 10 o'clock. My girlfriend thought I was already at the strip club and just didn't want to call her. It kind of bothered or hurt her. And then we broke up, man. And it's been rough. You know, that little gal, 21 years old, hot as could be, sexy little gal, and it broke my heart. Mike Modest trying to harden my heart so that that kind of shit don't happen to me no more. But, you know, we're talking again and everything, so it's all good in my neck of the woods. But Future Stars of Wrestling, Mike Modest, now part of a team with GQ Gallo and Derek Nykerk, managed by a fantastic manager, man, Dino. And Dino knows everything about Vegas, you know, can show us a really good time. So Gallo went out with Dino, and they had a great time. But me, man, like I said, I was sick. So after the show, I just went back, took a shower, man. Didn't do jack all. Whole time I was in Vegas. Didn't even drink. So it was a rough trip, but I had a great match against Kenny King. And fantastic wrestler. I'm surprised he is not in TNA or WWE. Great wrestler, great look. Fantastic match we had. I suffered a slight concussion from the match, but, you know, it's all good now. My memory's back and everything, so it's all good. Let's see, what else has been happening to Mike Modest the last couple of weeks, folks? You know, first of all, I want to talk about, I saw Mark Bell not too long ago. He used to wrestle for UPW down in the Los Angeles area as Smelly. Those of you that remember Mark, he was brothers of Mike Bell. Mike regrettably passed away a while ago, about a year ago. And the anniversary of Mike's death just came and went. And I was happy that I had seen Mark, and I was able to text him and his family that, you know, I loved them and had a lot of love for all of them, Chris included, and wish them all well. Chris is the one, he directed the film Bigger, Faster, Stronger, or Bigger, Faster, Larger. I don't remember what it was called exactly, but it's a great film. I rented it from Blockbuster Video. You can go check that out. It's about the Bell family and good docudrama kind of flick. Let's see, what else? I'm very, very relieved. It looks like TNA is on a rebound, man, at least with their wrestling product. I was very excited to see Chris Daniels versus Desmond Wolfe, who I first booked as Nigel McGuinness for Pro Wrestling Iron. And they had a fantastic match, man. Can you believe it? They actually wrestled. I saw lots and lots of wrestling on the last TNA that I watched, And I was so thrilled, man. I just felt like writing to the company and telling them, wow, what the fuck happened? Did you finally get a wrestling person in there? So I'm feeling like Hulk Hogan being part of the company is partly responsible from that. Seeing some stars from the past, Tatanka looked great the other day. When I saw him, a lot of people commented that Anvil looked too fat and this and that. Yeah, well, you watch and see how fast the Anvil gets in shape now that he's got a decent company to work for and he's not working the indies. And even with his gut, Anvil can slap the shit out of a lot of guys. So, don't go looking at Anvil's gut and think he's a pushover, man. These old-timers still have something to offer the business, and more importantly, not only the company, but they have something to offer these young guys. Maybe these younger guys can learn a little something. Because the old generation, the old way of thinking, the classic wrestling, the art of our sport, man, it has kind of left the sport. And it has become, in my opinion, entirely too concentrated on the entertainment aspects of my wonderful sport. So I just want to say thank you so much, TNA, because after taking a 5-month hiatus from your company, might even be a 6-month hiatus, I finally watched this last show you guys did, and I was fucking blown away. Overnight change, man. Or at least over month change, but I was very, very happy and excited about that. It's going to be kind of a short show here. I got my top 10 coming up, but first, I'd like to cut away for a commercial. Got a little commercial for you, and I feel, this is a cause that I'm, it's very near and dear to my heart, and so I always like to do public service announcements, anything that helps those that are needy or less fortunate, and especially since it's like Christmas time and everything, Mike Modest wanted to go ahead and do something good for the community. So here it is, a little public service announcement. During these economic hard times, donations for certain nonprofit organizations has dropped drastically. That's why we are asking you to donate more than ever to the Save an Arena Rat Foundation. These rats are mistreated and often misunderstood creatures who need your generous support so that they can keep pleasuring wrestlers worldwide. The arena rat, or Raticus hugetitus, in its original Greek form, even pleasured gladiators of Roman times. Raticus hugetitus is still an endangered species. But the good news is, the species is on the rebound, due in large part because of the efforts of Michael Modest and Modest Joint. What can you do to help? Donate generously to the Modest Joint. Anything helps. 50 cents, a dollar, $10, or $20. Hell, even $25,000 or $100,000 donations help. Donate now, because the rat you save might be your own daughter. Go to www.mikemodest.com and donate generously. Because rats need cheese too. So there you go. I promised the foundation that I would help the Save an Arena Rat Foundation. I promised them that I would do everything in my power to save the arena rat. And, with these economic times, strippers also are needing some help, man. And what I find is, if you go to the strip clubs now, during these economically trying times, I'm talking some of these girls up at Club Deja Vu in Sacramento, California, on Richards Boulevard. These girls are giving away lap dances for $10, $15 a pop. And let me tell you something, you're getting something extra for your time. So, I'm just saying. Get out there, and that $20 you were going to spend on your kid or your mom or your grandmother, just go and help out a stripper, man. Give that $20 to a girl that's dancing hard for her money. And by doing that, you're also going to help her kids, help her boyfriend or whoever else. So it's kind of like a pass it on, pay it forward kind of mentality. If you help the stripper, it helps other people. So get out there. Please donate generously to Modest Joint, the Save It Arena Route Foundation, and also strippers all around the world. All right. Now, you generous, Mike Modest in his generous Christmas mood, here's a top 10. Now, you know, I don't even know if Tommy Fierro is going to get this one on for Christmas. Normally, we take a little bit of break. I missed last Monday, so I don't know if he's doing it today or not. I'm not sure if this is even going to make it onto the Who Slamming Who Christmas edition. But here's my top 10. I was going to have a big guest for you this week, but I figured, fuck it. You know, I didn't want to do another thing where I announced something for Christmas and then it didn't happen. I hate being somebody who can't come through for a present. You know what I'm saying? So let's get on to the top 10. Top 10 things I hate, Mike Modest hates, about pro wrestling. Number 10 thing I hate, the big fish in a little pond syndrome. You know, I work a lot of indies right now, a lot of independent promotions, and everywhere I go, I see these guys, you know, with goofy gimmicks and weird names like Jekyll's the Jester or you know, whatever, what have you, you know. And it bothers the hell out of me, you know, that these guys have such egos. They think they're fucking somebody, and they don't know that I'd slap the holy fuck out of them if they ever disrespected me. See, I do this shit for real. I know how to fucking wrestle. I know how to box. I know some Aikido. I know how to defend myself. And what's more importantly, I know how to go on an offensive attack and beat you until your dick is lying there in the dirt. So I hate that big fish in a little pond syndrome. A guy like Mike Modest comes into your locker room, you better show me fucking respect. Number 9 thing I hate about the business, shoot interviews from people who aren't in the business or have never even been part of a business. I listened to this jerk off the other day. He's got like a 10 or 12 episode shoot interview on YouTube. And this jerk off, he's talking about being on the road, and then he's talking about, oh, the Jester, you know, he got mad because I didn't shake hands in the locker room. And I'm thinking, who the fuck is the Jester to be mad because someone didn't shake his fucking hand? I never heard of the jerk off. Probably never been on fucking TV or worked for a major company, but because he's been in the business 2-3 years working backyard promotions, he thinks that people owe him some fucking respect. I don't even know who the jerk off is. But this other guy, he's talking about, oh, Jester was pissed. And, you know, he got me into the corner and he gave me some chops, you know, like 5 or 6 in a row. And, you know, every wrestler knows that 3-chop rule, you know, you chop the guy 3 times and you have to let him out of the corner. And I thought, you Mark fucking jabron, who ever heard of a 3-chop rule? There's no motherfucking such thing. Dumb fuck. At least if you're a pro, you know, if you're going to fucking act like a pro wrestler, know that there's not a 3-chop rule. Someone must have fucking forgot to clue in Ric fucking Flair on that one. 3-chop rule. This jackass. You know, I'm sitting there, I called Donovan Morgan, and I had to share this with him, and I did this voice like the kid. He looked like a fucking fat badger, this kid. And I'm listening to this jerk off, and I says, I call Donovan, and I go, chop rule number 3,125. Once your chest is really bloody, you must get peroxide and alcohol immediately and disinfect. Chop rule number 3,466. If you're chopped that many times, then you'll need to excuse yourself for the bathroom. That's another chop rule. And chop rule number 3,000. Shut the fuck up, you goddamn geek. Anyways, you can tell Mike Modest is feeling a little fucking angry. Number 8, and damn it, you know what, I forgot to talk to you people about the fucking court hearing I went to today, and I'm going to talk about that right after I'm done with my top 10. Number 8 thing that I hate about pro wrestling, there are not enough strippers in pro wrestling and or arena rats. I hate that about this business. We absolutely need to start recruiting strippers to get into this business, and we absolutely have to save the arena rat. Number 7 thing I hate about pro wrestling, indie guys referring to their finishers by their made-up name, by their promotion's name of the finisher. For example, like, you know, they take pile driver and it equals, you know, the spinning logjammer or something like that, you know. Well, you queers, you know, if you're going to name your fucking move and you're talking to Mike Modest, you better call it a pile driver, because if you call it a flaming logjammer, I'm going to poke both your eyes out, pull them out of your fucking skull, and shove them down your freaking throat. Number six thing I hate about indie wrestling, indie guys that think, you know, they are more famous than they are. For example, I went to the TWS show last night, and one of my students, Landon Ramos, who was also trained for a short while by Lance Storm. Landon Ramos, you know, here's a guy that knows how to kickbox, knows he's been training with me, so he knows a little bit of wrestling and everything, and he starts getting an argument with two of the TWF guys that won't come to training because they're fucking cowards, and they're big fish in little ponds that don't want to hear Mike Modest tell them that they're the shits. They're the living fucking shits. So anyways, these two jerk-offs, they're yelling at Landon, and this old man, he's like 85 years old or something, he's holding back these two young kids. One of them rips off his shirt like it's a wrestling promo and tells Landon, "I'm sorry, but this is my boy. Don't you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Steel." Now, Steel is some backyard jabron who's been wrestling for like 4 years for this company or 5 years for this company since he was like, you know, 14 or something like that, and he knows some backyard shit. The guy throws a punch like a fairy, and he's a fat, Down syndrome-looking geek. And him and this guy are, you know, talking shit. And Landon's like, "Come on, motherfucker. Come on, you pussy. Meet me outside." Landon spits in the guy's face. He does nothing. He just sits there with that stupid Down syndrome face on his slack-jawed, hillbilly, inbred look. And he just stares at Landon like a dummy. And then Landon picks up a water bottle and chucks it and hits the slow reflexed tree sloth right in his fucking face. And you know what that jackass did? Not a damn thing. You know why? Because he's not a real wrestler. He doesn't know how to defend himself. He doesn't even know how to fight. He's never been in a fight a day in his whole damn life. So Landon Ramos, who's a great high flyer, great striker, but he stands about 5'4", 5'5", backed down these two marked jabrones who stand about 5'9", 5'10". He actually backed both of those idiots down. They didn't do a freaking thing. They didn't even move out of their spots that they were standing in. But they did have the balls to talk shit about Landon and to look over at him a couple of times while they were doing so, and that's what started the whole thing. Landon kind of took some heat for it, but I don't really know why. It was the other jerk-offs that were being unfriendly and causing problems. But I hate that shit. Do you know who this is? This is Steel. Well, why don't the guy start working out so that he can at least have a decent name, that, you know, decent gimmick that goes with his body? He should be called, instead of Steel, the guy should be called Doughboy. Or how about Fat Ass? Or how about Lame Fuck? Or how about Retard? Or how about Down Syndrome Boy? Or how about the Fat Beaver? Or the Fat Badger? These are all names that I think would fit with this toehead moron's gimmick, the way he looks, wrestling in jeans. I think he had a rope holding up his jeans and shit. At least he does wear a black singlet with his tennis shoes in the ring. All right, let me see. You know, and I just want to add to that. You know, just because you're a backyarder who's wrestled 4 or 5 years for the same backyard promotion, you fat fuck, that don't make you a veteran in this business, you fat fucking retard. Show up for fucking class. Get yourself professional training. And the next time, maybe you'll have a little confidence when a guy Landon's size steps up and challenges you, because maybe you'll know how to defend yourself, you fat retard. Number five thing I hate about professional wrestling: Chris Daniels, Doug Williams, Frankie Kazarian, Nigel McGuinness, who now wrestles as Desmond Wolfe, they all have jobs at TNA and I don't. What the fuck's going on? Eric Bischoff, Hogan, help me out. Give me a fucking job. I ain't too fucking old. If those jerk-offs are wrestling for you, then I can wrestle for you. I'm not too damn old. I'm the same age as Chris Daniels. So, Terry Taylor, stop shoving bullshit down my throat. Hire my ass. Number four thing I hate about professional wrestling, Frankie Kazarian, under a hood, wrestling is suicide? What the fuck? What moron puts a good-looking guy like Frankie Kazarian under a hood with a skull on it? You know, that guy has such a pretty face. He looks like Antonio Banderas. I would never put that face under a hood if I was a booker or if I was a story writer. I'd have that guy's face out there on TV so the girls could all see him and love him and buy tickets to come to the shows to see him. What the hell's wrong with you? Frankie Kazarian is such a good-looking guy. I'd fuck him. I'd date that guy. I'm telling you. He's hot. Number three thing I hate about professional wrestling, I hate indie guys and girls who have potential, but because of the big fish in a small pond syndrome, won't train and learn how to do it for real. Number two thing Mike Modest hates about professional wrestling, I hate that there isn't, and that there never has been, a timeout in professional wrestling. Yet, heels are always asking for a timeout from the referee, and I'm guilty of this one. It's a quick way to get some cheap heat. But, you know, more importantly, I'm just upset that there aren't timeouts. Why can't a wrestler call a timeout once or, you know, once during a match? And then check on a cut or check on a broken tooth, man. Why not? Hey, if a babyface, you know, punches me in the jaw, I want to be able to take a timeout. It was a legal punch. I should be able to, you know, go to my corner and have it checked out, taken care of if necessary. And the number one thing that I hate about professional wrestling, that Crash Holly's dream of naked pro wrestling, guys versus girls, was never fully realized. Crash was a genius way ahead of his time, and he just kept thinking, man, naked pro wrestling, guys versus girls, what an incredible company that would be to work for. So that's my top 10. Real quick, I want to talk about the court case. Some of you may remember, you know, several months back, like I think in May, like May 31st or something like that, I did a Modest joint where I talked about the fact that I was pulled over because my girlfriend flicked an ash outside the window. Cop had a huge attitude, accused me of being an ex-con, accused me of being on parole or probation, called me a liar, said I threw a cigarette out the window because of the fact he was embarrassed that when he did pull us over, I had my girlfriend's cigarette in my hand, crushing it out in the ashtray. So, he's a Mexican guy, but still he turned beet red because he was so embarrassed. He was trying to flex and, you know, act all cool, 160 pounds, but he was swolled up like he was 275, you know, with his arms, you know, he just put his arms out to the side and he had a leather, you know, a bulletproof vest on. Vice cop, of all things, pulling us over for flicking an ash out the window. So anyways, he accused me. He said that I threw a cigarette out the window, and he saw this during a left-hand turn. So Mike Modest showed up to court today, and you know what that coward did? He no-showed. He no-showed. Of course he did, because he knew he was a fucking liar and that I was innocent. So the court case was dismissed. And I'm feeling pretty good about that. Feeling vindicated. That was my Christmas present, early Christmas present for Mike Modest. And with all that being said, ho, 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 and a merry fucking Christmas. Hit me up at michael.modest@gmail.com. If you're an arena rat who needs help, call the arena rat hotline at 916-752-3512. And if you're looking for professional wrestling training, you want to be trained by the very best, you talk to me, the guy who trained the great Kali, Crash Holly, Spike Dudley, Brent Albright, and many, many more, including my tag team partner, Donovan Morgan. You want to talk to somebody who produces real talent, you think you got a shot, got what it takes to be a professional wrestler, you give me a call at 916-752-3512. 3512. Come join the Iron Army. Iron Army is back. Pro Wrestling Iron. Wrestling Iron, man. Located in Woodland, California, just outside of the state's capital of Sacramento. Give me a call. Pro Wrestling Iron Training. 916-752-3512. This has been Michael Modest. You've been listening to Modest Joint. Peace!